Warren Zevon.
Through the streets of Soho in the rain, he was looking for the place called the E-Hole Fuchs. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Hear him howling around El kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Brian De Palma again. Ah, ooh, werewolves of London. Rah, ooh. Yeah. He said Harry had a jet who ran a bucket kit. Lately he's been overheard at Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. And he's looking for James Taylor. Rahoo, werewolves of London. Rahoo, yeah. Rahoo, werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf try to buy a used car at Del Mar. It was a bloody red coupe d'Avelle. He said he wasn't driving it to Mexico. Going down to Tijuana, gonna kill somebody in a film or something. I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, and they were doing the werewolves of London. I saw Jackson Brown walking slow down the avenue. You know it's hardest, perfect. And I saw werewolves drinking a Perrier and Trader Vic's. Like that.
Tarzan wasn't a ladies' man. He'd just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. But Clark Kent, now there was a real gent. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme. Dumb as an ape doing nothing. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Sue had a straight job. Even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Forget Krypton and keep going. Superman never made any money for saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Tarzan was king of the jungle and lord over all the apes. But he could hardly string together I toss in UJ. Sometimes when Soup was stopping crimes, I'll bet that he was tempted to just quit and turn his back on man. Join Tarzan in the forest. But he stayed in the city, kept on changing clothes and dirty old phone booths till his work was through. He had nothing to do but go on home. Superman never made any money. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. And sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
Crash Test Dummies featuring Brad Roberts on the lead vocals, Superman's Song from the record The Ghosts That Haunt Me, a kind of typical, a little bit subtly humorous song from Crash Test Dummies. And before that, Warren Zevon, nothing subtle about that one, Werewolves of London, a very live version of that classic song of Warren's from his great live record called Stand in the Fire. Well, now we're going to take a turn a little bit more towards rural America, starting out with Fred Eaglesmith, followed by a duet from George Jones and Tammy Wynette.
When I met her, she was a beauty queen who wanted something more. Now she's hanging out with me in front of the liquor store. And it won't start when I shut it off, so she has to get the beer. She puts it in the back seat and she quietly says to me, when exactly did we become white trash? How come we got seven dogs living in the garage? How come the only 8-track in our car is Johnny Cash? When exactly did we become white trash? And she tells all our friends that I've got my PhD, but it stands for post hole digger. It ain't exactly a degree. And there's curtains on the windows and we hardly watch TV. And that double wide is triple wide now that she's with me. And she says, when exactly did we become white trash? How come we got seven dogs who burned down the grass? How come the only 8-track in our car is Johnny Cash? When exactly did we become white trash? Girls,
by a fountain back in Rome, I fell in love with you. In a small cafe in Athens, you said you loved me too.
And it was April in Paris when I first held you close to me.
Rome, Georgia,
Athens, Texas,
and Paris, Tennessee.
No, we're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set. There's no Riviera in Festus, Missouri.
George Jones and Tammy Wynette. We're not the jet set. We're the old Chevrolet set, the Jones and Wynette set, from their collection Greatest Hits. And Fred Eaglesmith live with the Flying Squirrels. singing White Trash from live record called Texas Weekend 2004. Well, we'll continue with our glimpse of rural America with a couple more songs from James McMurtry and then Bob Dylan.
We'll be right back. Webster Springs, and that's one hell raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon. And they're right downtown where everyone can see them. And they burn all night, you know. And the skinny little halters and the second cousins to me. Man, I don't care, I wanna get between them. The whole Bodark fist post, you could hang by rail gate from do some sister twisters till the cows come home and we'll be at us.
Looking for a place to stay. I was mighty, mighty tired. I'd come a long, long way. I said, hey, hey, in there, is there anybody home? I was standing on the steps, feeling most alone. When out comes a farmer, he must have thought that I was nuts. He immediately looked at me and stuck a gun into my guts. I fell down to my bended knees, saying, I dig farmers, don't shoot me, please. He cocked his rifle and began to shout, are you that traveling salesman that I have heard about? I said, no, 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 I'm a doctor and it's true. I'm a clean-cut kid and I've been to college too. Comes his daughter, whose name was Rita. She looked like she stepped out of the Dolce Vita. I immediately tried to cool it with her dad and told him what a nice, pretty farm he had. He said, what do doctors know about farms, pray tell? I said, I was born at the bottom of a wishing well. Beneath my nails, I guess he knew I wouldn't lie. He said, I guess you're tired. He said it kind of sly. I said, yes, 10,000 miles today I drove. He said, I got a bed for you underneath the stove. Just one condition, you can go to sleep right now. That you don't touch my daughter and in the morning milk the cows. I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. There stood Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, oh no, no, I've been through this movie before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. When she said, would you like to take that shower now? Well, I couldn't leave unless the old man chased me out, 'cause I'd already promised that I'd milk his cows. I had to say something to strike him very weird, so I yelled, I like Fidel Castro and his beard. Rita looked offended, but she got out of the way as he came charging down the stairs saying, what's that I heard you say? I said, I like Fidel Castro, I think you heard me right. And I ducked as he swung at me with all his might. Rita mumbled something about her mother on the hill. As his fist had hit the icebox, he said he's gonna kill me if I don't get out the door in 2 seconds flat. You unpatriotic, rotten Dr. Commie Rat. Well, he threw a Reader's Digest at my head and I did run. I did a somersault as I seen him get his gun and crashed through the window at 100 miles an hour and landed fully blast in his garden flowers. Rita said, come back, and he started to load. The sun was coming up and I was running down the road. Well, I don't figure I'll be back there for a spell. Even though Rita moved away and got a job at a motel, he still waits for me, constant on the sly. He wants to turn me into the FBI. Me, I romp and stomping, thankful as I romp. Without freedom of speech, I might be in the swamp.
Bob Dylan, back from his heyday in the mid-1960s. That one's called Motorcycle Nightmare from his record Another Side of Bob Dylan, a very cryptic and somewhat funny song. And Choctaw Bingo, James McMurtry's picture of rural life in America from his record St. Mary of the Woods. Well, coming up now, we're going to go back again to the 1960s for a couple of songs about the political scene then. First from Phil Oakes and then from the Flying Burrito Brothers.
I cried when they shot Medgar Evers. Tears ran down my spine. And I cried when they shot Mr. Kennedy. As though I'd lost a father of mine. But Malcolm X got what was coming. He got what he asked for this time. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. Get it? I go to civil rights rallies, and I put down the old D.A.R. D.A.R., that's the Dykes of the American Revolution. I love Harry and Sidney and Sammy. I hope every colored boy becomes a star. But don't talk about revolution. That's going a little bit too far. So love me, love me, love me. I'm a liberal. I cheered when Humphrey was chosen. My faith in the system restored. And I'm glad that the commies were thrown out from the AFL-CIO board. And I love Puerto Ricans and Negroes as long as they don't move next door. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Ah, the people of old Mississippi should all hang their heads in shame. Now I can't understand how their minds work. What's the matter, don't they watch Les Crane? But if you ask me to bus my children, I hope the cops take down your name. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Yes, I read New Republic and Nation. I've learned to take every view. You know, I've memorized Lerner and Golden. I feel like I'm almost a Jew. But when it comes to times like Korea, there's no one more red, white, and blue. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. I vote for the Democratic Party. They want the UN to be strong. I attend all the Pete Seeger concerts. He sure gets me singing those songs. And I'll send all the money you ask for, but don't ask me to come on along. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal. Sure, once I was young and impulsive, I wore every conceivable pin. Even went to socialist meetings, learned all the old union hymns. Ah, but I've grown older and wiser, and that's why I'm turning you in. So love me, love me, love me, I'm a liberal.
That's the Flying Burrito Brothers featuring Graham Parsons, my uncle, from their collection called Hot Burritos Anthology, 1968 to 1972. And the great folk singer, the great protest singer, the great radical, Phil Oakes, Love Me, I'm a Liberal. That's from a collection of his music called Farewells and Fantasies. Well, now we've got two rather sweet, smile-inducing rather than laugh-inducing funny songs. First from Robert Earl Keane and then from Leo Kottke.
I gave up the fast lane for a blacktop county road. Just burned out on all that talk about the mother lode. I traded for a songbird, a bigger piece of sky. When I miss the good old days, I can't imagine. Still I get restless and drive into town. I cruise once down Main Street and turn back around. It's crazy, but God knows I don't act my age like an old desperado. Paints a town beige. Down along the river, past the swimming hole, you can find your peace of mind with just a fishing pole. And you can walk the river miles and miles on end and never stop believing in that dream around the bend. But still I get restless and drive into town. My radio playing, my window rolled down. It's crazy, but God knows I don't act my age like an old desperado who paints a town beige. Down in the winter, time slows to a crawl. There's really nothing much to do until the first spring thaw. It's then I get to thinking I must have gone insane. Memories roll through my mind like a long, slow railroad train. Still I get restless and drive into town. Watch the world through a windshield as it all comes unwound. It's crazy, but God knows I don't act my age like those old desperados. Paint the town beige. I gave up the fast lane.
I'm the guy who didn't marry pretty Pamela Brown. Educated, well-intentioned, good girl in our town. I wonder where I'd be today if she had loved me too. Probably be driving kids to school. guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my roaming around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Seen the lights of cities and I've been inside their doors. Sailed to foreign countries and walked upon their shores. I guess the guy she married was the best part of my life. Dug him 'cause he drove a pickup truck. And I guess I owe it all to Pamela Brown. All of my good times, all my roaming around. I owe it all to Pamela Brown.
Leo Kottke, a sweet song called Pamela Brown, written by Tom T. Hall. That's on Leo's record, Ice Water. And Robert Earl Keen, also a sweet song called Paint the Town Beige, from his record, A Bigger Piece of Sky. And I'd like to send that one out to my old buddies out in Eugene, Oregon, Steve and Jim, as a reminder that we're all getting old. Now we've got a funny song about a cheap car, followed by a funny song about a young man's name.
Bye. my daddy left home when I was three, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud. There at a table, dealing stud, sat a dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? How are you gonna die? Yeah, that's what I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a-gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard. I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cuss, and he went for his gun and I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I know I wouldn't be there to help you along. So I give you that name and I said goodbye. I knew you'd have to get tough or die. And it's that name that helped to make you strong. Yeah. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right to kill me now, and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your guts and the spit in the eye, because I'm the that named you Sue. Yeah, what could I do? What could I do? I got all choked up and I threw down my gun, called him a paw and he called me a son, and I come away with a different point of view. And I think about him now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a son, I think I'm gonna name him Bill or George, anything but Sue. I still think that.
That was one of Johnny Cash's biggest hits, and I think you can tell why. That's a great song, The Boy Named Sue, written by Shel Silverstein. And that's on Johnny's great record at San Quentin. And before Johnny Cash, we heard the Bottle Rockets, $1,000 car from their record, The Brooklyn Side. Well, we're going to wrap the show up now with a song from Lyle Lovett that I really hope does not describe what any of you will experience tomorrow morning.
I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray, but something quite unusual happened on that day. My church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine, except when it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. Now, everyone got nervous. Everyone was hungry too. ever won was the one that rang. What was the next thing he would do? And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, now I remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention, or I might decide to preach all day. Everyone was getting so hungry. Old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out, and the young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir, and I begged them, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? Praise the Lord, I have a plan. And the preacher, he kept preaching. Long is the struggle, hard to fight. And I prayed, Father, please forgive me. And then I stood up, and with all my might, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now let's do the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. Yes, and I did give a signal. Yes, and I raised up my hands, and then joined with me the choir. Said, every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. The preacher, he stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill, and the dove flew down beside him. A fork appeared right in his hand. Everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And everyone got really nervous, and the preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
Send them all in the kitchen. She's been there all day. I know she's cooking something good, so let's bow our heads and pray.
Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. And the moral of this story, well, children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll sing to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. To the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher says. To the Lord, praise
be. It's time for dinner, now let's go. We got some beans and some good
cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher
says. To the Lord, let praise be.
Let it be.
It's time for dinner, now let's go.
We got some beans. Now let's go.
That's Lyle Lovett. Name of that song is Church, Tell It Like It Is, from his record Joshua Judges Ruth. Well, thank you very much for listening to Wavelength today. I hope you come back next week. We'll do it again, 2 hours or 3 hours of the very best of popular music at the intersection of country, folk, rock and roll, blues, and gospel. I'm Ted Grimsrud, and I'll see you then.